Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Chris Hatting, project manager for the Free Market Foundation, should the SABC cancel its TV license? Well, I asked you the question earlier, do you or don't you pay your TV license? And I was quite surprised as to how many of you are actually doing so. Chris Hatting, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing? Good morning to the listeners.
I'm doing well, thank you. But I was quite perplexed. Maybe because people don't want to say out loud that they're not paying their TV licenses. So I was quite surprised by the number of listeners that actually say, yeah, it's just one of those things we do. We pay our TV licenses. But should we be doing that?
Well, this will be some sort of mass pop psychology projection on my part. But maybe, I mean, many citizens feel, you know, it's the right thing to pay for the SABC and to pay other forms of taxes because they want to in some way see these bodies functioning. They believe that they deliver some kind of public service and public good. But unfortunately, you know, the proof is in the pudding, as it were, and I would, you know, given how much pressure consumers and citizens have been under for the last 2 years, and even before that, the economy, of course, wasn't doing well, I would think that more and more people are looking at where they can cut back on spending certain things. I mean, now with this new proposed change with the SABC bill, SARS would be responsible for some of the tax collection, the sort of license collection. So then it could in some ways just come off of your sort of tax income, or in different cities, it could come off of your rates and taxes. So it can simply be collected in that way. So the public broadcaster is very much struggling. We know that much. Just yesterday, their latest financial figures came out, and for the year of 2020-2021, they recorded a net loss of 530 million rand. So that continues the trend of the last few years of loss making. And I don't think giving it more tax revenue and more license fees is going to fix that.
Mm. Yeah, and lack of confidence, I suppose, as well, is, do we really think that the money is going to be used responsibly?
Yeah, I very strongly support that concern and that doubt and that question. I mean, it's interesting about sort of consumer sort of market forces and needs and wants and supply and demand. And the example I think of in this case is just 2 days ago, was it 2 days ago? Yes, when Facebook, Instagram and Twitter and WhatsApp went down, people largely went to Twitter to get their social media connection, their social media fix. So just because the SABC isn't functioning well, people are getting their news in other ways. They're, of course, listening to radio stations such as yours. Mm-hmm. They're trying to find news on YouTube channels through alternative media. So one wonders about the actual role still of the SABC. Of course, it caters to a lot of South Africans who don't have internet access. So in that way, it could be important, but you wonder about the quality of news that the SABC puts out and whether it actually performs well. I mean, this is one of the biggest problems with state-owned entities who are protected by government bailouts, by tax revenue. They don't have to perform like a private business has to perform.
Right,
now, of course, sometimes private businesses also get bailouts by the government, and we would argue that's not the right thing. But the SABC doesn't really have to sort of change with the times and move into 2021 properly, because if it doesn't do well, you know, it'll just, a new bill will be proposed and more tax revenue will be collected and it'll be given to the SABC.
Well, there's no real reason why it can't be a commercial enterprise either. Same as every other entertainment channel needs to be able to sell advertising, needs to keep costs low, make sure that expenditure is managed. So too should the SABC. Why should it be any different?
Yeah, then you get the quote-unquote public interest argument, which has also been mentioned at times around SAA and Eskom. It's that the state needs an organ in news, for example, and entertainment, because the state has to provide that service to the citizen. So it's a bit of an antiquated kind of view, and one would think that reality will eventually just simply batter the SABC into sort of irrelevance, if someone else fills the void, of course. I mean, I think there's a big gap for private broadcasters, newscasters, entertainment services to cater to the market that the SABC ostensibly serves, and that will further make the case less, I guess, less strong for having the SABC in the first place. But to me, the sort of one of the main arguments in favor of it, sort of its defenders and its advocates, boils down to the state needs to provide news information to the citizens. And then you wonder about bias and, you know, about which party controls the state and what sort of narrative they punt and whether that's actually a good thing or not.
Well, there are ways around that as well. You could certainly have just one simple news channel, which could be governed, which should be covered by taxpayers' money and not require every citizen who owns a TV and who has no intention of watching anything else to cover it, surely.
No, very much so. But even then, one of my biggest worries with this new bill is how, even if you don't own a TV set, it's now a household levy. So to me, it's very sort of anti-poor and middle class legislation, which wants to put yet another cost at the end of the month onto those citizens. Even if they don't own a TV, it's simply going to collect taxes from households, regardless of how many TVs you have or not. So it's very much a grab to try and get as much money in as possible. And I think we can give, I don't know, look at last year, how much money was lost to corruption with the PPE scandals, how many billions have been given to SAA. Let's presume that we give all those to the SABC. I don't think there's any guarantee, and I don't think citizens should feel compelled that any of that money will actually make the SABC a profit-making, responsible news entity.
So what are our rights in terms of not paying? You know, we've seen all of these threats, and some of us are getting SMSs on a constant basis and phone calls. And what are our rights in terms of this?
So in terms of, I guess each of us has to sort of draw the line for ourselves about, you know, up to this point and no further. I would advise anyone, you know, who's sort of reached that hotful point, if they, you know, that they should seek legal advice and find exactly sort of what they can do and can't do. I mean, if this legislation goes through, as I say, it will in effect be a tax, and we all, you know, are legally compelled to pay our taxes. So then I think you will have very little recourse. I know in some places around the country there is now this this move by citizens and municipalities where they, when they deliver the services, they then claim it back from the municipality and the state. So I don't know if you can say you pay your TV license for a year, you calculate how much that is. And if the SABC again gets a bailout or it fails, then you claim it back from the state, as it were, if you want to go through court for that long. But I think we need to, before this becomes legislation, we need to fight back against it, because once it is, as I say, it becomes a tax, and that becomes much more difficult to fight against.